Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we got your boy Eddie Kane live in the building. Along with that, we also have Nightblade live in the building. They'll be calling out of the upstate New York area, so they'll be talking to us more about this song that they got popping right now. You know, 420 is coming up, and DC actually legalized marijuana use in the area. Also, this past week was Emancipation Day. You know, a couple years ago, our President Abraham Lincoln actually passed the Emancipation Proclamation, which freed the slaves and therefore gave us our freedom to vote and do a lot of things. So they're definitely remembering it. Big shout out to Vincent Orange, county executive in D.C. that I had the privilege to meet this past week at Emancipation Day. At the Great Debate, we were able to meet MC Hammer, Moni Love, also the vice president of the president of Global Grind, and we also were able to meet Chuck D of Public Enemy live at the show, which was definitely a wonderful thing because they touched on some serious topics. So we talked to them this past week, and there's also concerts, free concerts that was at Freedom Plaza also. There were Arrested Development. And there were
Black Alley
was there, Raheem Devon, and Dutch Fresh was there. And a lot of people came out. It was definitely an awesome event. So it was a lot of things. And also Cherry Blossom parades were going on also. Also, another thing that happened in the news, the Koreans, ship sunk. And it's just sad it took so long for them to actually get some help. So that's another situation that happened. Apparently I heard also that Hillary got a shoe thrown at her. I think she's running for president also. So we need to keep the Democrats still in office, you know, because the Republicans are definitely out to get us. And my girl Mimi, man, I don't know. A lot of people are saying that her career is going downhill now, that we have allegedly what they say is she approved it for her to sex tape to be leaked out, apparently her from TMZ. Hey, you know, sometimes people just get bored and they don't know what to do with themselves. But we'll talk more about that. But tonight we got the hot, the one, the only, Eddie Kane live in the building. This dude right here is doing remarkable things out here in the DMV. I mean, from having his own record label, along with that, dealing with a whole bunch of different artists, doing a lot of things for the community, giving back, and just talking to us in general about the industry and what's going on in the D.C. community and what's going on with his company, his artists, and everything like that. So tonight we have your boy, Eddie Kane, in the building.
I appreciate that. Much love. I appreciate y'all having me in the building. Hey, I got to say salute to everybody out there doing their thing out here. EKS Records, Runway Avenue, Wifey. Yeah, we a mob, man. It's just a movement, and, you know, I'm glad to be a part of your show today.
Yeah, Definitely, definitely. It's an honor. I've heard so much about you and stuff like that. Now, you know, sometimes, you know, people get a misconception about who Eddie Kane is because, you know, people hear so hearsay. They see you. They like, who is this guy? But when you actually sit down to get to know who Eddie Kane is, Eddie Kane is a good dude.
You know, let me say, people a lot of times don't understand that this is business at the end of the day. You understand, to be in here to do this show, it costs money. To air this show, it costs money. So, therefore, a lot of times in business, people want everything for free.
Mm-hmm.
With not even anything to barter, they don't understand the business.
Mm-hmm.
They just want you to constantly cater to them. So when early on in my career, I found myself giving so much of myself to people that I was getting taken advantage of. And then, you know, we don't charge for a lot of things, but it's just a lot of things we don't tolerate.
Yes.
And things that we won't do. You understand what I'm saying? And so a lot of people didn't feel the change. They wasn't into the change. And another thing is a lot of artists, they come out to showcases and open mics, which are supposed to be platforms for you to grow yourself as an artist.
Yes.
But they're looking for record deals out of a showcase open mic. And that does happen.
Yes.
If you are a good artist, that you can be branded. See, it comes with, as you know, you deal with artists.
Yes.
There's a lot that comes along with this. It's just not you being able to rap. You have to be able to be managed. You have to be able to be looked upon as a business because now I have to put
you're a brand now, right
yeah,
now.
Right.
Eddie Kane is a brand itself.
And everything that I connect myself with has a positive and a negative effect.
And speaking on that, I know being associated with certain people can sometimes bring a diminish to someone's brand, but not knowing who the individual is, but when they see certain associations, some people say, okay, well, he's just like them. But that's not true until you get to know
exactly
who the person is.
I've never taken from, me personally, I've always given, and that's been the problem for me. I've given more of myself than I've received with this business. And so, therefore, like, I've never taken from artists. I've provided platforms for artists. I've never misled artists. I've always been 100. And no matter an artist, whether they've been good or bad, I played and showed everybody's music love. So for the majority part, I get a lot of love
mm-hmm.
from a lot of artists. It's just those, you might run into some people sometimes that have this misconception of what the business is.
Mm-hmm.
You know how that goes. I'm sure you deal with those type of artists on your radio.
Definitely, definitely. I don't know. Sometimes, you know, as when I first started, like I was definitely trying to help the local artists. And then as I grew, I started dealing with a lot of celebrities and stuff. And then you kind of see the difference. Sometimes I think artists, it's up to us as hosts, like even when I was talking to Moni Love and them, taking accountability ourselves when it comes to dealing with this, because this is our brand.
Definitely.
When you get to a certain level where you are right now, where you can pick and choose who you want to deal with,
definitely,
it's not about, oh, I have to, and you can't come at me saying you're the hardest thing in town. Everybody's telling me that.
Everybody.
You know, everybody's telling me that. And the thing about it is that you have what is supplying the band in this game.
Right.
What do you have that I need? And then when it comes to bottom, as you say, what do you have that can benefit what I'm doing? I know what I can do to benefit you.
Exactly.
But what can you bring to the table for me? And most of the time, most of these artists have nothing.
They don't even want to invest in themselves.
In themselves.
And so a lot of times people feel it's your responsibility to put all of your funding into them. When in essence, when you go to major record labels today, they want a package, a total complete package where they don't have to do any artist development. They cut artist development out.
They definitely did. It's a waste of time.
Because actually when you do that, there's a possibility and a risk. If the artist is not, as you said, accountable themselves,
yes,
you subject yourself to losing everything, which is a bad investment. That's like you going to buy stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And when you bought the stocks, it was escalating. Subsequently, the stock failed.
Yes.
Are you going to buy that same stock again?
No, you're not.
Okay, so that's like with the artist.
The artist is your stock, and you put the investment. And I've gone through even, shout out to Bear, the owner of Deja Vu, putting investments in people. People that don't invest in themselves, you see some kind of spark. But sometimes the artist doesn't see that spark in themselves, or sometimes they're engaged in other things that are not related to the business, which sometimes can distract them from what the main goal is.
And that's the biggest thing. Like, I tell anybody, people always ask me, 100 going off, they calling me night day. Eddie, I need a manager, because they know I got a label now. They see what I'm doing with the artist. So it's not about, if they catch me at the showcase, we still do showcases, shout out Business Twan. Like, I don't even want to really do them no more. I'm going to put it out there on radio. I do them because there's no outlet for artists.
True.
For the lower-level artists, there is no outlet. They can't get on certain shows.
Yes.
Because, one, they don't have the money, and, two, they don't have the backing or the management or the knowledge to be able to get into these venues. I do them to help to push them to the next level. But honestly speaking, a lot of artists do not.
They don't appreciate some of the stuff. I'm going to tell it straight up. They don't appreciate what he's doing. And in general, it's just people that are doing so much. He's putting so much fortitude towards helping the artists, teaching the artists, setting them in position for them to progress in what they're trying to do with their business. But at the same time, you can do but so much if you're not willing to take that initiative, because he can only do but so much as a manager. If that artist does not have that willpower or that determination to get to the next level, you can only do but so much, you know?
I just ended my second season on television on the CWDG 50, and I'm coming back this summer to a new station.
Congratulations.
Thank you. But the funny thing is, you know how many artists from this area I put on TV and didn't make a penny off of that. But yet, it wasn't about me. It was about trying to brand the DMV area. You know, I get kicked in the butt a lot by my wife, which is my manager, who tells me, you need to be focusing more on artists worldwide. Why are you focusing on the DMV? And I did that because I used to catch flack from artists like, yo, you put all these cats from Texas and New Orleans and you putting everybody other city on, but you're not putting your city on. So I say to yo, I gotta start doing more for the DMV. And I got caught up in the vacuum of wanting to make my city successful because I got tired of seeing so many people taken advantage of. But now I understand from a standpoint of where people were coming from when they probably were doing the business that they were doing. Because the artists don't appreciate, they take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
They take advantage of you.
But see, you saw it firsthand. See, sometimes you could tell somebody, you can lead somebody to water, but that doesn't mean they're going to drink it. I even stated to you the same thing, why the reason why certain people do certain things.
Definitely.
And see, you see now, as you as a brand, it's certain things. You're going on a corporate level now.
Right.
So certain, not to say that they riff-raff or hoodlum, but certain riff-raff, certain people that can't be associated with what you're trying to do. When that corporate money comes in, who's going to help you get that corporate money but you?
Exactly. So, like, that, and you're making an excellent point. I'm glad you touched on that. Like, I'm slowly progressing my way out of the showcase, open mic, and being able to pick and choose what artists I work with.
Yes.
Because I don't necessarily want to work with people who, I want to help everybody. My wife says, you want to help her.
But you can't help the world.
You can't save the world. You can't. You have to identify and choose those who are trying to go to the next level.
True.
Everybody is not about the, they're about now, and they about what they see on TV.
Uh-huh.
But they don't see the grind that a lot of these artists put in with sleepless nights.
Yeah.
To make these dreams come true.
And I mean, you got the artist, and you got the, see, the thing about it is the background. You got the manager, you got the PR person, whoever's putting in that behind the scene work. Because another thing, you as a manager, you calling in your connects. You understand? You built up that rapport yourself through the grind. You didn't just get it. You had to build the rapport with the person to get that. And so many people think that they could just get that handed to them.
It's so crazy. And you know this as well again. You've managed artists.
Mm-hmm.
They more or less want you to pamper them.
Well, Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
The manager is supposed to pay for everything. The manager is supposed to, in essence, facilitate. They're not supposed to do anything. In this business, you have to understand, if you can't move units, the record label don't want you.
They don't.
They don't want you. Before Fat Trail got this deal, Trail was already doing 30 and 40,000 views on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
30, 40,000 downloads on whatever site he downloads on. But that is to say, he was already setting himself up to be where he was going to be.
Same thing with, you know, the little boy Chief. And the first person that even started this whole monopoly with this situation was Take Your Hand Soulja Boy. He took advantage of the internet. And the thing about it is it's a number game. I don't care how you look at it.
That's it.
These executives are looking at the numbers.
They want to see what your numbers
are. First, they want to see the grassroots organic. Plus, they want to see your numbers. Out of the numbers you got, okay, you got an organic following that are the people who want to invest and buy your stuff. Plus, you just got people that are just peeking and being nosy, okay? So the thing about it is this is a numbers game. Some people don't know how to play the numbers game. On top of that, they don't know how to properly facilitate themselves in order to make the next step. That's where the manager comes into play. But yet, if you're hard-headed and you don't want to listen and you want to do your own thing, that's where we have a problem and you don't have cohesion. You're supposed to move like a well-oiled machine, but a lot of the artists don't understand what business is about.
I'm going to cut you off. Uh-huh. A lot of it's about loyalty.
And that's, but you know what? They don't know what loyalty is, man. You know, we come from the old school.
And that's why I'm saying to you, it's a different breed.
Uh-huh.
It's about loyalty. These guys are about getting to the next level.
Yeah, definitely. That's what it is.
Feel what I'm saying? They're about the next level by any means necessary. That means if cut your arm off, I don't care. It's crabs in the barrel, but not even saying the crabs in the barrel mentality. Let's just get past the crabs in the barrel mentality. We can talk about more or less that it's just some selfish folk in the world, and the world ain't where it used to be. But how do we overcome it? I had to be... I ain't gonna say my age. I'm an old man. But I will say this. Even at my age, I'm still learning.
Mm-hmm.
This music business really has no handbook to it.
True.
It's a trial and error. Yet, there are certain things that I've done, such as some of the artists that I've worked with, that I regret. Because I've made some people into what you would call monsters. Multiple artists, monsters.
Mm-hmm.
Because I boosted their ego
uh-huh.
to a level that it has backfired on me. And I'm not saying any artist. There's multiple artists. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we draw the line. I want to pick and choose who I work with these days. That way, I don't have to deal with the riffraff.
Okay.
I love the music here in DMV. I will always push. I play everybody's, whether it's good, bad, indifferent.
Uh-huh.
I show everybody love. Yet, I think we just had a new... I'm at a different point, like you said.
Uh-huh.
When you get to that corporate money,
uh-huh.
and you're talking about developing concerts for malls and doing all kinds of large-scale events, you kind of, like, look back and be like, well, I paid my dues now, and
yes.
I'm done with it.
Yes.
Is that being selfish, though?
It's not being selfish. You got to understand, like, I mean, not to say that I'm a super Jay-Z fan, but he said, it's not that I change, people change. When you get to a certain level, you're required to do certain things. You can't do the same things you did in the past. You can't let certain things slide, because now you're playing with big money now. This isn't a game. Now you're a brand, something that's going to be seen worldwide, and you can't have anything to tarnish your brand, because at the end of the day, who does it fall back on?
On me. You're right.
You understand?
You're right. And that's the crazy part about it, man. Like, people don't understand when you're trying to protect your brand.
Mm-hmm.
when I tell artists we can't do records outside in public with profanity, the reason why is because if you are a major brand and you go and look at my YouTube and you see a bunch of profanity and negativity, the chances are you wanting to work with your brand may be slim to none unless I've really got something to offer you, because they're not trying to portray that image.
Definitely. Especially, I mean, if you're dealing with corporate, like, okay, you take for instance, you get a Sports Zone or Foot Action, one of these things where they rotate the music on it. They're not going to play any music that has profanity in it. And it has to be quality, studio quality, in order for them to play it. So you got to understand that if he wants to push you in the market, even with the move music, with the move music he has
right here,
there's certain things he can have to play. You know, he's not going to tarnish his reputation with them as he worked hard to get that situation for somebody to damage that for him.
And it's crazy that you say that. They don't get that, though. They don't get that. It's never that serious until you it's never that serious to them, and like it is to you. You and I know that we have families. We're not living for today. We're living for tomorrow and next week and next month and next year, and trying to put things together for the future for our kids. These people don't understand that. So it is what it is. I salute everybody doing their thing. Me personally, I got, like you say, a lot to lose. Still a lot to learn, and I'm willing to do whatever I can to help anybody, but you got to want to hustle.
Definitely, and that's real talk right there from your boy Eddie Kane. We're going to talk more to him. We're going to go to a song real quick. This is a song submitted to us by your boy Teddy Ted from the Austin 2 Old School. They actually are the ones who inspired me to actually get into the radio. You heard them back in the day when they had the disc. You know, we had cassette
disc
back then.
We was just talking about that. Like, people don't even know the best sound, though, love, is vinyl.
Yes.
You went straight from reel to reel to vinyl back in the day. Now, this is that new era. Teddy Ted, let's go.
Teddy Ted, we definitely going to go ahead and play that Teddy Ted right here. He got this joint right here from his artist. I think it's Blaze Martrell, and it's called Best of the Best. It kind of gives me like an old school feel, so we're going to go ahead and play that joint real quick, and we're going to come right back.
Yo.
Hey, everybody. The East is in the building. I'm flicky. Let's get it. I'm the best person for this type of disappointed, type of disappointed. Back in the hip-hop biz. Oh, what a relief it is. If I don't get this money, then I'm leaving here. Hook or crook, I'm always a good look. And it's a never-ending story, just like a good book. Cantaloupe calves, cause I ran through the path. Ever since the youth, with my hand right in draft. Graffiti on the wall, I'm greedy for it all. Like a big man in the paint, just feed me the ball. Never be a mean old bastard. Feeling good off a mean old acid. Another classic soon as you hit a kid. And just like that, destruct the pyramid.
I'm the best person for this type of disappointed.
In this new era, I wear a bunch of hats and make mad moves with a bunch of rats. I'm an entertainer and I hate to brag. Skin darker than a brown paper bag. Still getting money with my red box honey. She call me meathead like she red box bunny. Rappers talk commotion when they drunk on potion. But no ocean front, you just front on the ocean. I hear them boasting, they beats be nice. But it's the same gravy, just reheated twice. They can't compare to my damn song. Like a pastor without a podium, nothing to stand on.
I'm the best person for this type of disappointed.
looking for this type of employment.
I'm the best.
But I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yo, yo, yo. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, back in the building with your boy, Eddie Kane, baby. Y'all know what it is, man. So you know what? We smooth like that. We black like that. We cool like that.
That's an old school favorite. I should know, man, like, cool like that. I remember watching that shit. Took me back. Yeah. I ain't going to lie. You know what I'm talking about? That took me back right there.
Definitely. What were you doing when that song came out?
I'd rather not.
He pleads the fifth on
Let's just say, back in those days, DC was on fire. Everybody was getting money. That's all I'm going to say. Everybody was getting, back in the day, you know this, New York, DC, everybody was getting money. I don't care who you was, nobody was broke.
Well, definitely. Shout out to the 90s, man.
I promise you, we had some of the best, we had the highest murder rate, but we had the best times in the 90s. I don't know what's wrong with these kids today.
I don't know. It's like they don't really enjoy themselves anymore. Like,
you know what I find to be the problem? These damn laws. Like, they create these damn laws. Don't ask, don't tell. Now you better not tell it at all. And whatever. Come on, man. The laws are... You can sue your mother and father.
No, they need an old-fashioned beat and go out and get that switch back in the
day. Now you can't beat your kids or they call the police. My mama hit me. Between that and that damn internet, have empowered these kids to go smack crazy. They got too much access to some crazy.
And they're exposed to so much that we was all the stuff, half of the stuff they're exposed to was taboo to us when we were growing up.
Let me say this to you. Hold up. I just found out from my wife that they don't even require you to learn how to write in cursive no more.
No, they don't, because now everything's so computerized. Children, I teach in the school system. There are children that can't read or write right now that are in high school level. They let them pass on. The worst thing they ever made was the No Child Left Behind, right?
No Child Left Behind
situation. And then you got people, all they're coming there for is for a paycheck. And I really think that the government has definitely set up this system to dumb down our children. Because if you notice, most of our African-American children are getting thrown into special needs classes because no one took the time to help them read and develop their writing skills and comprehension. So now, if a child can't read, what else are you going to do? You're sending them up to go to jail.
It's evident. But you know what happened? See, they used hip-hop in a capacity to down. They wanted hip-hop to take our community down. I talked to Freeway Ricky Ross. Shout out Uncle Freeway Ricky Ross.
Shout out to him.
We talked about this. They used him back in the
that was a setup right there for him.
Iran-Contra scandal. Didn't give Oliver North no time, yet he sold all the guns. All the guns and drugs was imported. He had the Nicaraguans, whatever you ever said, them bringing the drugs. It was crazy. But, yeah, he didn't do a day. And Ricky had to fight for his life. Let me tell you something, young men. These tennis shoes, like me, when we grew up, I didn't have Jordan. Because we didn't have the money.
Yeah.
But when I got in the street, it was about Gucci. So to this day, my wife will tell you, I'll go to the mall. I have a problem with spending $100 for tennis shoes.
That's crazy.
I only spend $50 to $60, and I'm crying on tennis shoes. I will spend $200 and $300 for a pair of high-top Gucci tennis shoes or something that she calls me a label whore.
Are you a label whore?
No. The point I'm making is that we grew up in a different era. When we grew up, Dapper Dan was fly. Shit like that was all. Everybody had the Dookie ropes. Everybody had jewelry, and you had bags of money. And we went to Atlantic City and got the Gucci high top. Now, I won't pay for that. I'm not going to pay $250 for some fucking foam pockets. Some Nike. Yet, and stand in the damn line from 5 o'clock in the like I'm going to work. For some damn phone posits.
Well, Drew, that's true. And everything he touched on is true. It's like, and we're going to talk more about that. It's just basically, do these kids nowadays even appreciate half of the stuff that they get? They're exposed to that. We're going
Let me tell you something. Do you think that many kids be cussing their mother father out?
We're going to talk more about that. We're gonna also have Nightblade live in the building. They just passed the law about marijuana being
Thank
illegal.
You, Lord.
They passed it
you
in D.C.
to goddamn cure our minds.
And it's crazy that 420 lands on what, Easter? Isn't that weird?
But these motherfuckers gonna smoke.
On Easter. So we have Nightblade. I think this is Nightblade we have live on the line. They got a song called I Got That Weed. Basically, we're talking about basically.
Where is that?
617, you're live in the building with Lush Radio Online. What it do, baby? 617, you're live in the building with us. Hello?
Hey, what's going on, Lush? Mighty Casey here, lead singer from Nightblade. I Got That Weed. What's going on?
I got that weed. That weed. What up, though, son?
Chillin', man. Everything's good. How are you, Lush? I like the way your voice sounds.
Definitely. And big shout-out to Teddy Tedder, the Austin 2, for sending you guys over. When you first sent me the song, I was like, yo, okay. So I see the whole symbolism behind the whole 420. I actually have a friend right now who's dealing with a whole case right now in New Jersey, Robert Moore right now, about definitely using weed. Because, you know, weed can, herb itself can be used for other materials, but they don't want to use that because they're actually trying to use it to build homes. They said that the weed can use an actual brick. And stuff.
Don't you see when it come in compressed how hard it
is? Yeah. I mean, hemp you can use for a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? You can make hemp clothes, hemp food. You know,
yeah, I agree with that.
I think there's a lot of industries out there like the tobacco industry, the alcohol industry, prescription pills. And also right now we have a prison industrial system that makes money for people being incarcerated. So you got these prison industrial system talking to the politicians, making sure that they lock more people up for weed. So they can fill up their prisons. You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy right now.
And what you just said, when I went to the Emancipation Day, they call it the Great Debate. They had Moni Love and C. Hammond. They were all talking about people just basically take accountability, and they're trying to find different ways to lock people up. But the reason why, the only reason why they didn't try to legalize it, because they didn't find a way how they were going to make money off
taxes.
Of it. They wanted to get that money off of it. When they can't find
I was just in Washington. The thing about weed, unlike alcohol, like you could grow your own weed. You know what I'm saying? So you could just get some plants and plant it in your backyard instead of going to the liquor store and buying some Hennessy every week. You know what I'm saying? So that's one reason. But I mean, if you look at what's going on in Washington and Colorado, they're making money off it. They're taxing it. You know what I mean? It creates jobs. You know what I'm saying? So
It would make more money into the economy for that. You know what I'm saying?
It would take away from the actual drug dealer.
Yes.
You would take money out of their pocket because now you're legalizing the shit. We're going to smoke regardless, so you might as well go ahead and get with the program. Tell me what the adverse effects of marijuana versus alcohol is.
And
that's big.
Alcohol could kill you. Marijuana is not going to kill you. You can use it as something to help.
I fucking laughed at that.
I mean, but alcohol kills you. There's more death over alcohol, but yet they legalize it, which I don't understand.
Well, the thing is, they did make alcohol illegal, and what happened was is that the mob took it over. They was importing it from Canada and Cuba. The mob took it over. They started making lots of money, then they started killing each other off, and lots of violence was created because it's an illegal commodity. So there's no laws. Like, you can't call the cops if someone take your weed or take your illegal alcohol, so you got to get a gun yourself. And there's no laws saying you can't get into this territory. I can't, you know, if I open a McDonald's right next to Burger King, they could maybe get a law that won't that happen. But if I'm a drug dealer and, you know, I'm selling weed on this block, someone's selling weed on the next block, there's no legal remedy for that. So it creates a lot of violence, too. Like, that's what all drugs, with cocaine, weed. What's going on in Mexico right now, where a lot of weed is coming from? You got these cartels chopping people's heads off.
Yo, that's crazy.
And all sorts of people.
They saw in the video.
Yeah.
But you know why they do that, though? They do that to send a message, to let people know, like, you can...
Yeah.
A lot of these cats, and I'm sure my man could tell you, a lot of he's in the industry, a lot of these cats be bluffing and faking.
Mm-hmm.
So they give this impression to these young kids that are on the street because they only going by what they see on TV. This ain't what you want. No, nigga, motherfucker, pull up to your city with a goddamn a machine gun. You don't want it either.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, these cats offer image. They offer image in... Man, like, real life, them dudes over there, they kill them.
No, they kill them.
They're killers, and they killing to give the U.S. drugs. They fighting over who gets to bring the drugs and sell to the U.S. You know what I'm saying? So American drug laws affect Jamaica, affect Mexico, because these are where the drugs come from, affect Colombia, because America has a drug problem. You know what I'm saying? We're keeping it illegal, so the criminals have control over it. And that's what happens when you make something illegal.
That's the truth.
What we gonna do about it, y'all? I
think the first step is legalizing marijuana, and then I would never do crack, smoke crack, do heroin or any of that. But if someone wants to do it, I feel like we should have education and treatment. So treatment for the addicts and education to prevent the future addicts. Like, teach the kids about drugs and don't tell them no Nancy Reagan, don't do drugs. Like, here's what weed will do to you. Here's what alcohol will do to you. Here's what heroin will do to you. Here's what prescription pills will do to you. Here's what cocaine will do to you. Now, obviously, it's your choice if you want to do it, but look at these crackheads. Like, I ain't not smoke crack because the government told me not to smoke crack. I didn't smoke crack because I seen crackheads making fools out of themselves looking bummy and stupid on the block. You know what I'm saying? And I seen, like, my elders, a lot of people I respected, you would not know, like, how many successful people I know smoke marijuana. Principals. Writers, businessmen, lawyers, doctors.
There's a lot of people that's in the game that are, you know, people that I looked up to, even in the industry, that got stuck on that. That it's just really sad. And like you said about implementing and showing them examples, because they say, you know, hear no evil, see no evil, but yet they expose the children, not just, you know, people being gay, but they expose them to all this, and they expose them to so much things. So why not educate them? Now having sex is taboo. But yes, you took away sex education from the school, so now you got kids having babies at 10 years old, getting pregnant at 10 years old, kids taking drugs, doing stuff. I knew somebody.
Some of that homicide. They're mothers and fathers.
No, but listen, still mothers and fathers, but if you notice now, we dealing with the education system, we have to become the mothers and fathers of the community to raise the kids nowadays.
Right.
So we have to implement some way, because I seen a guy that was 27. He had to find out about life and everything through the internet. He didn't know nothing about it because his father, it's like sometimes parents are scared to talk to their children. They need to talk to their children about the things that's going to be affected, that's going to affect them in life, whether it's drugs, sex, or anything. Because you know what? Real talk is getting real out here. It's about to get real. The government is not playing no games. They already put the chip in people already. It's not about to be serious out here. So So if we don't stand up and do what we need to do, and like they said at the Emancipation, take accountability, stuff is going to get real. It's going to get worse than what it is right now. You know, at the end.
Right. And, man, we need new jobs, like, you know what I'm saying, new ways to make income that aren't criminal, you know what I'm saying? And we have the highest incarcerated population in the planet. We incarcerate more people than any country all over the world because, and most of it is nonviolent drug offenses, you know what I'm saying? So, like, if we could use these resources for the police to stop the violence, stop the guns coming into our community, you know what I'm saying, find the rapists, get the child molesters rather than trying to arrest someone who smoke a joint and relax after work.
And real talk, when you talk about the guns, let's talk, like I said, Chuck D said, remember back in the day, where did you even see a gun? When they had gangs, gangs were to protect the neighborhoods back in the day. Okay, and then when you had a gang, people had knives. And the only person that had a gun was your old grandfather that was in the war or something like that. Where the guns come in? The government brought the guns.
It's all companies. Smith & Wesson, they publicly traded companies. They got the NRA lobbying for them. So a lot of the guns you see in New York and other cities, they actually buy them in Virginia where anyone could buy guns. You bring up the guns, you sell them to the hood. And I don't understand, like, if you want to stop cocaine, you go to Columbia, you stop the source there. If you want to stop guns, it's not all about arresting a brother who might have a gun for protection on him for a reason because it's hot in the streets. It's stopping all these guns from getting into her. That's how you stop the violence. Because when you our jail system's so messed up right now, what happens is people go to jail for a non-violent drug offense. So you might be a good kid. You go to weed. You go to jail for weed. Once you go to jail, you got to start banging or else you're getting beat up. So you coming out of you coming to jail a good kid, come out a gang member.
In the Constitution, it says you had the right to bear arms. You got a right to bear arms. So
but I don't think they knew in the Constitution, like, that you would have all these AK-47s or you would have all these problems, you would have this gang warfare. The Constitution was written maybe 300 years ago where you really had to worry about the English coming back. You know what I mean? So you'd be like, yo, everyone's there, you can have a gun.
That's how we're fighting a war in our own communities every single day. And
A lot of it's over drugs.
We about to get too deep.
Y'all gonna
have
the FBI up in this place. I ain't saying shit.
Nightblade is a great group. They're definitely coming. You guys are coming out of Washington, right? To Washington State.
No, we're New York based. You know what I'm saying? We got a show next week at Park Slope, Sister State.
Okay.
I think around 10 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? Everyone definitely come out. Like Nightblade on Facebook. It's Nightblade with a K. Like a knight in shining armor. Like us on Facebook. Definitely check out I Got That Weed on YouTube, on Vivo. You know, we've been in Rolling Stone, Vibe, Ego Trip, Yahoo Music. You know what I'm saying? About to be on Hot 97 on Sunday. Talking. Yeah. So, you know, we're moving right now. We're growing.
Can you do me a favor, Nightblade, my brother?
Yeah. My name's Casey, Nightblade the Group. What's going on, brother?
Can you do me a favor, Casey?
Yeah.
Give me a joint of that damn Washington State shit y'all got down there, or that upstate New York shit y'all got. I know y'all doing something bigger than me inside here.
I got you.
You right there by the way. Put me on something now.
Casey said, I'm leading the film.
Are you there?
Are you there, Casey?
I'm here. If the FBI is listening, it's a song. The FBI or any of the fans listening,
We're going to come right back with Casey from Nightblade, and we're going to talk more to him, and also let Eddie Kane chime in on that. And we're going to go ahead and play I Got That Weed. This is the edited version and stuff. So we're going to play that, and we're going to come right back on Lush Radio Online. You already know what it is.
Quarter of a pound. High waves is what I'm about. when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
Yo. Hello.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah, I'm here. What's going on, Lush?
That was I Got That Weed from Nightbreed.
I Got That Weed. It's Weed. We didn't say it in the edited version, but that's what we've been talking about, W-E-E-D, yeah. In case you didn't get it from that, just to let y'all know. And big up to my man, Ja Bomi. He's actually on the hook. He working with us, a real dope Trinidadian artist, you know what I'm saying, who's recording with us right now. He's actually in England right now, touring, doing big things on BBC Radio. So, you know, yeah, that's the song. Hope y'all like it.
I heard the career. Well, the reason why I actually played the whole thing is because the whole 420 coming up, which is ironically
yep.
on the same day as Easter.
Yeah, we're thinking of having an Easter egg weed hunt in New York. We'll keep you posted. We'll throw a couple grams in the Easter egg. We'll put them in select locations, you know what I'm saying? So we'll just like Nightblade on Facebook, and maybe you might be able to find a couple grams of weed in the Easter egg, you know what I mean? Make your Easter real nice and grassy.
I'm saying, damn, I asked the man to mail me something. He say, nah, he going to put it around the city.
Send us a couple Easter eggs.
Bullshit.
Yeah, we're cool Easter eggs.
Oh, my gosh, man. That's crazy. So when it comes to the group and everything, like, what do each person bring to the table when it comes to your group, Nightblade?
All right, so we got Dave Morrison on drums. So he's a real powerful drummer, you know what I'm saying? Like, we competing with NPCs and computers, and we stand in the pocket man versus machine. And then we got Ryan Payne on guitar. He's like a Slash, you know what I'm saying? Guns N' Roses type real blues hard rock guitarist. And then we got my man Chris Schwab on bass. He actually used to work for VP Records, you know what I'm saying? So he's a big reggae guy. So we understand, like, the reggae bass lines. And then we got myself. I actually, y'all come to the show, you see, not only am I rapping, I'm doing a little singing, I'm playing the keyboards, doing some Jamaican chanting. So it's a real mixture of a lot of different music and cultures all mixed into one big thing.
Definitely. I see you guys definitely grinding with what you got going on and everything like that. Because you guys got, like, a multicolor, multicultural, like, fan base. Basically.
Yeah, it's real dope. You know what I'm saying? I used to be a rap artist, Mighty Casey. So so we'd be bringing with the rap and the rap fans. Like, if you come out to the show, you can see rap fans, reggae fans, rock fans, and just people who like good music.
Who are some of the people you're working with now at the moment?
A lot right now with Ja Bomi. Like, he's next up, I think, in terms of, like, the great reggae artists, like, in terms of, like, a sizzler level. So we, you know, ready to have him help out with this album that we doing. And I'm trying to produce an album for him or at least some tracks. So it's really, we keeping it real in-house. Ja Bomi, Nightblade, that's the team right now. But we got Sons of Dubs. That's Ja Bomi's in that group too. So they got Otis Pablo. He's a famous Jamaican artist, Augustus Pablo's son. And they're killing the reggae game right now. So
are you guys aiming more towards, like, the reggae hip-hop type side, or, like, how do you define
your it's going to be song for song, you know what I mean? Whatever fits the mood, it fits the beat. If it's a beat that's like a reggae-style beat, we can do some reggae. But if it's hip-hop, we can do some hip-hop, mix some dancehall with it. So it's a mixture, you know what I'm saying? So it really depends on the song. Like, one song might be some hardcore spin hip-hop, and then we might do a ballad or a reggae jam, you know what I'm saying? We just try and keep making good music.
Definitely. Well, if people want to definitely get in contact with you guys, once again, could you put out your social network and stuff like that?
Yeah, I Got That Weed on Twitter. And then on Facebook, just Nightblade, like us on Facebook. DubShotRecords.com, that's the label. Actually, Chris Schlaub, the bass player, he runs that label as well. We got artists like Inner Circle, Sam, Kimani Molly, Popcorn, you know what I mean? So we got the reggae on that. They're breaking into some rock acts, too, and bringing some hip-hop acts into the mix. So DubShotRecords.com, Nightblade on Facebook, I Got That Weed on Twitter.
That's what it is.
Instagram coming soon. We're going to have a lot of grams. Insta-lots-of-grams. Insta-ounce. We're going to have an Insta-ounce page. We don't deal with grams.
Definitely. Big shout out to Nightblade, and we appreciate you, Casey. You definitely touched on some real basis when it came to just the political aspect of, you know, hemp in general and stuff like
that. Yeah, man. Check me on Hot 97 Sunday, 9 a.m. for Street Soldiers. I'll be talking about marijuana legalization and the song and all that, too.
That's what
9 a.m. 9 a.m. to 10 a.m.
I got you, my G.
420. 420 Easter.
Easter. People won't be high.
Easter.
Damn. Your girl, let's live in the building. You just had, you already know what it is, Nightblade, your boy Casey Lee, singer of Nightblade. Back again, we had a couple of things going on in the news. Like I said, Korea, we actually had a ship that actually sunk. It took too long for them. I don't understand that, Eddie. What you think about that?
I am so sorry for all the people. But you know what? I heard before we left home that they actually charged the captain.
Wow.
Yeah.
For being irresponsible?
Him and two. They said that he waited 30 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
To call for distress. Like, when you thought that the damn ship wasn't going to sink no more, bro?
But you know, they got a lot of discipline in a lot of foreign countries, and he thought he was going to go gun-ho or something.
They got to put his ass in front of a firing squad, but he's really going in front of a firing squad now because they got all those kids trapped in the cafeteria, I believe, under the boat in the water.
God.
Could you imagine if a shark or anything that might be trapped, and it's dark in there at night,
yeah.
you be in there, next thing you know, somebody get pulled underwater.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Like,
it's a real sad story. I don't understand that whole situation with that. That's crazy. It makes no sense. Like, I mean, I wouldn't wait that long. As soon as I saw trouble, hey, SOS, all that.
He was the first one off the boat, though.
Are you serious?
I no lie. Well, look it up.
That's crazy. First one off the boat. So he saved himself before he... You got to put your passengers first. What kind of captain is that?
No lie.
Yeah. I ain't fucking that.
Hell no.
He had to live to tell a story, huh?
Definitely. But don't forget June 2nd.
Tell him about
Runway
it.
Runway Avenue drop. Runway Avenue, E-Cash Records, baby. 30 digital stores, Runway Avenue. The new website coming May 30th at the Block Party, May 19th at Spice Lounge, May 10th DMV Light Showcase, May 14th we got something coming up May 14th, don't we? I know May 31st we got the Bowie Town Center. You know I got the Bowie Town Center Mall show now.
Oh, okay, wow.
I got concerts every second Saturday of the month at Bowie Town Center from 3 to 7 p.m. Independent artists is trying to get on those concerts from around the country. Email EddieKaneShow@gmail.com. EddieKaneShow@gmail.com. And what I'm doing is putting on concerts.
Okay.
I just worked a deal with Prince George's County, the Mall of Prince George's County, as they have told me to refer to them.
Okay.
With the voice in PG, right? Is the voice in PG.
Okay.
So it's going to basically be a concert, not a concert, a talent contest, like The Voice.
I've seen it actually,
Classic.
I think, on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing that. So we got a lot of stuff coming up that's going to be major. Runway Avenue, that's what it is, June 13th, them big paper chasers, and everybody else will be in Houston, Texas at the A3C circuit tour. And don't be surprised if you see the homie Eddie Kane come back with a stage at the A3C tour in October. But you do know I'm coming back to TV. This summer, so that's a big up. Me and Whitey, we bringing it back in a different format, and I think they're going to be really surprised this time on how we doing it. We're taking it back to the essence of music.
That's what it is, man.
Come on, man.
And you see, he's working, and he's doing his thing, and, you know, sometimes, you know, in life, sometimes we have to step back and regroup and come back, you know what I'm saying, analyze everything that what's beneficial in life and what are some of the things, the dead weight we need to cut off. And he is definitely progressing, and I see him just from the grind itself. And look at all the positive things that he's doing. So many different outlets and different aspects that he can help you as an artist get to where you need to be at your level. Even if you never know, every opportunity might be the next. They say you're always one person away from your blessing. You know what I'm saying?
Let me say this, though. But they don't. They got to, before they can get to that, they got to appreciate persons like you guys. They have to appreciate what we are doing because, once again, this young lady holding this camera for an hour, that's somebody that's helping out to make someone else's dream to come true so we can listen to the weed song. You feel what I'm saying? I'm just keeping it 100, man. So everybody is got to, you, when you being in this business, got to be humble. You got to be hungry. You got to be ready to go. Mostly, you got to have some source of income to help you back your project, man, because
definitely,
ain't nobody going to help you. So don't forget June 2nd, Runway Avenue, that's coming with that I Do It record off of EKS Records. June 2nd, 30 digital stores. Then we got a ton of shows. Josephine's, we shooting a video for I Do It. We got Fat Trail, everybody in the building, from my understanding. Tree Gotti, which produced the record for Runway
Avenue. He was Middle East, right?
Yeah.
Shout out to Middle East.
Tree Gotti produced the record for Runway Avenue, and he's actually going to be in the video. So from the 14th to the 17th, we got a video shoot. It's going to be crazy. So shout out Runway Avenue. I love you, little bro. I know I wish you could have been here with us, but we know what it is. June 2nd, let's get it.
Definitely shout out to him, and definitely shout out to Diamond.
Diamond the District and Diamond and what you know what? I got a chance to connect with some good people. I'm bringing my wife along.
Meet Me Mondays. Don't forget to check out Meet Me Mondays.
Oh my!
Micheline, she's definitely a wonderful person. Most of the time when you see all the talent like Spin Like a Girl, when you see all the different people like hip hop artists or local talent come on the show, she's the one that actually is the person who sets that whole situation up. So she's definitely a person to talk to. You never know who you're going to meet when you come to Meet Me Mondays. And it's definitely, if you have a business and you're serious about business, and also you have fun. Eddie was able to come there that day we went there. And also shout out to Pam Brooks, actually, also, for inviting us. And shout out to Heather, because she's been inviting me for the longest, and wasn't able to come.
I ain't going to lie. I was sleeping on the joint. Me and Mikey have been talking about it. I thought I was going to the joint when it was at, PG Plaza, babe?
It was at Carolina Kitchen.
Carolina Kitchen and PG Plaza. I said I was going to go. But, you know, you'd be like, but when I did go this time, my sister it was funny. My sister had a table in there, and she was faking to know. If you're looking for me, I'm in the Tony, that's my baby, though. But even for my sister to be in there, I know she's a professional,
yes,
making $200,000 a year. For her to be in there, I knew it was some bougie people in there. I needed to be. That was the place I needed to be in. And when I met those people, it wasn't even no bougie people. It was a great network event.
Yes.
I got to meet Angela from, what was it, All My Children?
All My Children, yes.
I met the booking agent. Shout out Val from the
Universal Soul
Circus.
He was so dope. He's really cool.
Man, I met so many good people in there that it was bananas, to the point me and Wifey going back on the 21st. We going to be in there.
Definitely. And hopefully Diamond is available because she's going to snatch her up to go with me too.
She better come out, man. Everybody better come out, man.
Everybody.
Hey, we going to definitely be in the building. Me,
definitely.
My wife, you, Diamond, Pam. We going to be my sister Val. Hey. And then my man Huggy, like we ran into people.
Huggy, low down. This is the first time I seen him in person. I was like, who is he? I would never thought that was Huggy.
Do you know how long I've been knowing Sam? I've been knowing Sam at least 15, 16 years before he even developed the Huggy Lowdown for, before he got to Tom Joyner, when he was doing it on PGC sporadically for Donnie.
He'd be like, Donnie?
Donnie. Let me tell you something. I've seen this guy work hard, so I salute him, Pierre, all of those guys that just took their time out, Angie from All My Tips. Like, you was in there with some real caliber people.
Definitely. It was definitely people that were actually, like, either they had government jobs or they were in some type of executive or corporate position or people that were entrepreneurs. And it was a good feeling. It wasn't like you felt alienated. Everybody was, like, almost like family there. So it was a good thing. And also, not to mention, big shout out to XI Fashion Magazine. They got an event going down April the 19th, which is actually this week. It's basically we were giving out clothes to help the high school children that were in need for tuxes and dresses. I actually donated a dress, and they're actually announcing all of the winners, and they're also doing a networking event, and it's going to be located at 1021. Martin Luther King Jr. Highway, Bowie, Maryland, 207 220. It's on the second floor. It's at the community room, and it's called the Dress Smart Campaign. So definitely everybody, when you get a chance, definitely check that out. Also, shout out to my BFF, Busy B, old school hip-hop legend. He's having a day party May the 3rd.
Busy B! What?
Yeah, he's having a day party in Baltimore Saturday, May the 3rd, 2014, 4 o'clock until 10. And it's downtown at the Cultural Arts Center at 401 North Howard Street, Baltimore, Maryland. So definitely check that out. And also, don't forget, your girl, Leslie Les, got nominated for an award.
Lap that up. Man, y'all got to show her love on definitely. That, man. That's big.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Got nominated for an award for the Underground Girls of Hip Hop that's going on in L.A. For social media and radio personality. We have a whole bunch of other females that's on there also, but please go and vote for me.
Y'all go vote for this woman.
Go vote for me at Underground Girls of Hip Hop and click vote, and definitely I need to bring that home that award back home.
Yeah.
And they're honoring the Brat and Michelle Lee. It's Michelle. Michelle. Yeah, they honoring Michelle.
Like that?
Yeah.
I never could get that. Like, you get to talk to me. Yeah, I be like, come on, girl, stop paying up.
So big shout out to them and everybody that's organizing it, and shout out to your girl, Roxanne Shante. We're shooting
Roxanne Shante.
Uh-huh.
Roxanne.
Yeah.
Fuck, you talking foreign language to these niggas. These girls don't know who Roxanne Shante is.
Who Roxanne Shante?
The girl?
Yeah.
The home girl?
Yeah.
Oh, man, man, you got to bring her down, man. You got to throw an old school concert.
Definitely.
My wife would love that.
She's
fire.
Out
huh?
She's out here. We just set that whole thing up.
Are you
kidding?
And let her
come to the town center thing or whatever.
Man, hell yeah. I love her. Roxanne, man, look. I want to be your man. I remember that shit. Roxanne. Man, was she, hey, the disc record, you remember the disc record?
Yeah, it was her against, what is UTFO?
What?
Yes.
Man, and you know that's my man. Doc is my man. I'm going to tell him that she's coming. He might still feel us that day, though.
But real talk, shout out to her. We're shooting a documentary for diabetes.
Wow, that's good, though.
So we're shooting that. And also, this week, we're also shooting a crime series. It's called G-Files. Shout out to Corey Wiley, who's actually the director. So that's coming up this week. So it's a lot of things coming up. And just look out. And basically, support Eddie Kane's show. His show comes on
every Saturday, 1 to 4, WLVS Radio, Listen Vision. Live.com. You can click on the link and watch there. Stay tuned. I'll be back on TV. I'll be moving from the CW to a new, better station this summer. So stay tuned to that. Keep supporting my girl, Lucky. She's doing her thing. Don't forget, Runway Avenue comes out June 2nd. The single, I Did, go cop that. 30 different stores. What else we got? Don't forget all the concerts and stuff. May 3rd, come on. What you doing, May 3rd? Nino Swag is performing May 3rd. So come on out with
come out with Pam.
Yeah, and Wifey will be there. Everybody will be there. It's going to be a big event. You know, I got about 15, 16 artists going to perform.
Okay.
And I got Faces, you know, which is a go-go R&B band.
Okay.
So this is my third angle. So I had to kick it off kind of big.
Okay.
And we do it right in front of Howard University. And it's free.
Okay.
And what we want to do is we try to give back to the community.
Okay, okay.
So come on out. Enjoy some of the good talent that we got out there, and just network, because there's a lot of artists, and they need to know who you are.
Definitely, definitely.
If they don't already know, they should know, though.
Definitely. Big shout-out to definitely Eddie Kane doing his thing, man. And
yes, me too.
He's definitely running, you know what I'm saying, running D.C., doing his thing. And I'm telling you, if you don't know, now you know. Artists from all over, you need to holler at your boy Eddie Kane, because he's making serious moves. And a lot of you guys are actually looking for places to perform. So this is the man you need to get in contact with. If they need to get in contact with you or email you or anything like that.
Yeah, EddieKaneShow@gmail.com or Eddie Kane for interviews, Eddie Kane Show. It's Eddie Kane, KAYNE, show.nikki@gmail.com. She is the show manager. She's my manager. So you can tell she bosses me around night and day. And I'm going to talk to somebody about this shit.
Definitely. Big shout out to him. We love Eddie Kane, man. Big class to him. Love him.
Shout out to
you
that.
Too over here, buddy. I love the fact that you held that camera for 1 hour.
The same time, rotating time.
What? You got to see, that's what I like women like you.
We got beasts in the
look, young sister, you keep, because most women today, all they worrying about is twerking, Instagram, Facebook, and who got this and that. When you out here really trying to build something for you in the future, that's admirable, because you don't see that too much no
but
more.
But see, don't let that camera fool you. This girl done been, she was on the Biggie movie. She was in Ebony magazine. Jet magazine.
This is Jet Beauty of the Week?
Yeah. Come on.
Wow.
Yeah.
Episode. I mean, what? I had a damn child on this shit. I was just choked out by my wife. What mom?
Yeah.
What?
And she was in the big, she had a scene in the Biggie movie.
What did you do in the Biggie movie?
Notorious.
Uh-huh. Kissing on Biggie's neck. You gotta go back and look at that.
She right there.
What?
Yeah, don't let that little camera, don't let act like she innocent long as you.
What? I thought you damn child. What the hell? Hey, I'm about to call this a damn child. You aging well. You aging well. Let me just say, we're going home to watch the damn Biggie movie. I done met her for nothing, damn night. She done kissed Biggie on the damn hey,
yo.
That's what it's about. I've enjoyed myself. It's fun like shit over at Luxury Radio.
But you know what? Big shout out to everybody. We love you. Keep doing what you do. And can we get a quick shout out real quick on the mic? This is Eddie Kane. Shout out Lush Radio Online real quick.
All right. This is the Eddie Kane Show. Your man, Eddie Kane. Shout out Lush Radio Online, man. The only place to be any day of the week. I salute my girl. She's doing it big as a pig in the wig. You dig?
You already know what it is. We live in the building. Lush Radio Online. And this is what we do all day, every day, man. We don't do it for us. We do it for the people. And we try to keep you happy, educating and entertaining at the same
wow.
I got to keep y'all happy. So we're going to go ahead and play happy, and we're going to be out of here. Peace.
Peace.